What's cooking on 95BFM? Thanks to audioculture.co.nz, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Te pātaka korihi o ngā pōro o Aotearoa.
And you're back in the room. Welcome back to 95BFM Aroha.
Kia ora.
Yo.
It's really nice listening to BFM over the last few months and just hearing how good everyone is at their Māori pronunciation. It's wicked.
Tell you what. Someone's got to be doing something.
How's the music? You
know? Oh, the music's good too.
Because you were program director at one point.
I was, for like 2 years.
What is your lineage?
Do you notice that I dragged this Desert Sessions CD out of the library?
I wondered whether you played that specifically for me.
Yeah, I did.
I played it cool. I was like, I don't know. I didn't know.
I didn't.
I'm old enough to have listened to you doing the radio.
Obsessively talking about Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah.
So what is your BFM lineage, just off the top?
So I came into BFM after being at Radioactive for quite a while, maybe like 3 years, and doing some stuff at Radio New Zealand. And then I came here and was like, hey, can I do a show? And they're like, nah, you've got to be a newsreader.
And I did
that for a bit. I had my first show at BFM. It was live from the broadcast box at their big day out.
Oh, exciting.
Right after Mikey Havoc. A lot of people were very unhappy about that. They were like, who's this chick? Where'd she get the show? Who's she rooting? Wasn't rooting anyone.
That was one of my favourite things, was tuning in, because I used to just work around the corner and around the corner from Mount Smart, and I was going to try and remember the suburb. I can't even remember the suburb for some reason. The Penrose?
Good times then, John?
Yeah, but I used to love that BFM broadcast from the Big Day Out. I just used to get so fired up and like finish at lunchtime and then go around the corner to the Big Day Out.
It was the best feeling, like this noob on BFM, you know, just I'm really having to prove how good I am at radio, and watching all these people just run into the stadium as they open the gates. I'm like, this is wicked.
Good time.
Obviously, I didn't mess it up, so that's good.
Now, we've got you in because this evening you're guest selecting some music, because this weekend you're at Neck of the Woods DJing for 6 hours through the Ghost Sound System.
Certainly am. Who DJs for 6 hours?
How do you prepare for that? What are you doing?
I mean, for me personally, I probably will be just winging it a little bit. I've prepared a bunch of tunes, like hundreds and hundreds of tunes, categorized them into folders.
Into length?
Was it that USB you just gave me?
No. Yeah, no, I haven't finished doing my preparation. I'm kind of just, I've got like a large list and then I'll whittle it down. But on the night, for me, and this is generally how I approach DJing, is I like to just read the crowd and see what the buzz is and kind of what people
evolve with
into
the situation.
Yeah.
Cool. Very nice.
That's kind of the funnest thing.
I almost said the word organic.
Trying to read the crowd and improve their mood.
They're like standing there going, oh, I don't like the slow tie track at all.
Improve their mood.
Change it.
I like that. It's good.
It's you like, I'm gonna get this crowd cranking.
Play something that makes people drink.
Basically, I want to make people cry.
Okay, shit.
This is gonna be
funeral music.
No, like in a happy way, happy tears.
Oh, okay, good. Shit, it's just my darkness coming out there, projecting.
Goosebumps, you know, that kind of thing.
Shall we crack the sort of the room open with your first selection?
Yes.
Largely sort of a BFM selection, as this is actually on the 95BFM Top 10, sitting at number 4.
This particular one isn't, actually. I thought I'd change it up a bit. The original, well, okay. Right. So number 4 on the Top 10 last week was my track L2K, the Luca Lessi remix, but I've chosen a different remix this time.
It's in the brackets.
New Zealand's duo Kadu Kalo. You guys know them.
Yes.
And the remix of my song L2K.
Strange thing of feeling in your body, but not in your body at the same time.
The right amount of dead air, eh?
I mean, it's not radio without dead air. Do you know I fell asleep once on air?
Really?
Not here. It was at PBS in Melbourne where I once did a show for about a year.
Was it like no sleep till that show and then you slept?
Like no one was listening except my flatmate. But he rings me up and he's like, dead air. I'm like, oh. I'd like fallen asleep with my headphones on listening to what was in my queue. So I was like, yeah, sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still do any radio shows? Any radio shows in Australia?
I don't. I was doing a radio show last year. No, last... God, I don't even know what year it is anymore. For Music for the People, but that's here in New Zealand. And I was just, you know, doing that remotely from Aussie. But yeah, no radio over there. I travel too much. Not anymore.
We are talking to Aroha, by the way. You were saying that you work for Ableton.
Yes.
That seems like quite an interesting gig. How did that come about? What does that entail?
Oh, it's a marketing job, but it's I do lots of things. Like I do...
Rad company, though.
It's a wicked company and a really nice company to work for as well. Education, events, content, artist relations, community engagement, sweet. All sorts of stuff.
Is there a little sprinkle of partying that goes along with...
I mean, not lately, but...
A little sprinkle of...
Just
there was a sprinkle. There was a sprinkle of partying, you know, when I go over to Europe, because that's where the main office is in Berlin. I mean, need I say more? You see your workmates at Berghain, like on a Sunday afternoon.
Actually, Berlin has been having a pretty hard COVID, I think. So.
Berghain is like this really famous club in Berlin where lots of weird things happen.
Queue good for
weird
hours
things.
To get in.
Good
yeah,
weird
yeah.
Things.
No, the key is you've got to turn up at like 8 a.m. on a Sunday. That's the one. Then you'll get in.
So
also helps
you've
if you work for Ableton. I missed out that detail.
Can you talk about what happens in that club?
There's lots of sex stuff happens there. I mean, you don't have to obviously participate in that and see it. I think a lot of people, like techno tourists, turn up there kind of hoping that they'll get there.
Did you see any like incredible? I've heard of some bands being on in there that are just like mind blowing. DJs?
I've been there three times and every single time was DJs. I actually spent most of my time there's like a sort of side bar in there called Panorama Bar, which is a little bit more to my taste, like more sort of house and tech house and that kind of stuff. Like the Berghain main floor is wicked, but it's just like full on banging techno, like in your face constantly. And
Gabby,
I kind of just want to jump in and out of that, you know, not be in it for like too long.
A bit more groovy than we can expect on Saturday the 17th down there at Neck of the Woods.
Yeah, well, man, it's going to be a journey, I can promise you that. I'll be playing lots of different genres, which is pretty much what I'm into. But yeah, who knows?
I wonder if I should sort of dangle this now. We do have a single pass that.
Is it a single or a double?
Hudge was saying we could upgrade single. To a double, no problem.
He's here. So, Hudge, here we go. From Nick of the Woods.
Just like
here.
That. Just like that.
Hand in the air.
Because it's weird going to a gig by yourself, although I'm sure you'll find a friend there. Check out the Ghost Sound System and take a friend if you want. Plead your case to 5395. Make sure you've got a B card, I guess.
Now you've lined up some Björk.
Oh, well, I was going to say Björk. Damn it.
Björk.
I think it's Björk, eh?
Björk.
What would you hate the most? I'll go with that.
Björk,
probably.
Perfect.
Like a Roja.
Ah, <yo! laughs> oh, fuck, what a rabbit hole that must be.
Try living in Australia. Oh, wow, it's really interesting.
Are you going to play this on Saturday night?
Yeah, I want to play this on Saturday night, so you might have to hold me to it. If I don't play it, you'll be like, just yell at me. Aroha! Where's Björk?
Thank you.
9 minutes of Bjork. We've got enough time for a phone call. How's it going?
I'm real good. Kind of grooving on that. That's a Bachelorette cover.
It sure is. It's not a cover. It's a remix.
A remix. There you go.
Yeah, a Groove Rider remix.
Good ear.
Yeah. Two blasts from the past.
Yeah. I was actually calling because I'm kind of interested to learn more about the sound system that you've...
The Ghost?
Made.
I didn't make it.
No, we actually had the chaps that made it up in the studio. There is a podcast of that if you go to the 95BFM website.
Andy Newman.
Okay, right, yes. Cool.
He was absolutely fascinating.
He's a bit of a speaker guru. He's gone down the rabbit hole in that realm. It certainly is the type of thing. It's almost like drag racing where you want to go a second faster. It costs you a few thousand dollars. That's what it seems like to me. Or like owning a boat, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah. So what do you search in the podcast to find it?
It'd be under What's Cooking. And it'll be Andy Newman and the Ghost Sound System. If you just head to the right-hand side of the BFM website and scroll down through the podcast section, you should be able to find it.
Man. Get along to Neck of the Woods this Saturday and go and have a look at it in person.
I'm out of town this weekend, otherwise I'd be there. Yeah.
Well, yeah, go have a look. It's literally the segment that we're in, What's Cooking. So.
Cool. Alrighty. Nice. Onward and upward.
Hello.
Thank you.
We were thinking we might have to cut that track short, but it actually just sifted along quite nicely.
I mean, we
it?
Were talking, so it's kind of background music for us, wasn't it? I mean, I hope you enjoyed it out there. Out there. People still say Radioland.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot.
Say it
people
from time
are doing Radioland.
I think it's even more and more poignant now.
I kind of got that beaten out of me after working in commercial radio for a long time.
You can't say it.
No, you're apparently meant to talk directly to the person. Like, you visualise the person, and it's one person, not everyone
out there. Oh, that's
just
John. I talk to John all the time.
Yeah, well, not all of you, or everyone in Radioland. It's just, how are you?
Okay.
You feeling good today? Had a good day?
Should be writing this shit down, John. Yeah. These fucking hot tips.
Now, how deep are we into the six-hour set at Neck of the Woods on the Ghost Sound System? Where do you think you would have dropped that one?
I reckon that'll be... probably like after something a little bit more hectic on the drum and bass tip. Mm-hmm. You know, just like provide a bit of light relief.
Are you like legally allowed a 15-minute break or something? Isn't that kind of like...
You've got to have the long songs though. You've got to have the long songs.
What would be the longest track that you'll play? I feel like...
12 minutes?
Do I have a 12-minute song?
It's not how many jelly beans are in the jar.
Spotty Yoddy Dopalicious by Outkast is one of the best songs to put on to go for a wee. Mm. And it's also my favourite song of all time. So. Kind of, it would be a bit of a shame, though, to just walk away and you're like, here's my favourite song, bye.
Enjoy the trumpet.
What would you like to play next?
How much time have we got? How many songs can we play?
We're here till 7, so we can probably get another 10 minutes.
Taking over your show.
That's the idea of What's Cooking, for sure. We get a selector in to select.
I mean,
you were saying, obviously, you'll be mixing these. It won't be so stagnant on the night, of course.
Yeah, they'll be like, you'll get snippets.
A fluid thing. Yeah. You'll get sucked in, and you'll be like, oh, fuck, I'm listening to Bjork. I hate Bjork, damn it.
Who hates Bjork?
I'm just
How dare you? Okay, let's play this next one from Addison Groove. Reason being, he is one of my biggest influences as a producer.
Addison Groove, Bass Trips, brackets, original mix, close brackets. I've done my job.
That one's from an album that came out last year called Fred Neutron. Neutron, I should say. Cool story about that, actually.
That was quite a fun little track.
So a mate of mine was like, oh, you know, you're putting your music out for the first time. You should just like send emails to DJs that you really like and artists that you really like. And
right,
I
in
sent
the DMs,
an email to Addison Groove and sent him my songs. And I thought, I'm never going to get your reply. Got a reply straight away. The next morning, he's like, oh, thank you so much for sending me your music. No one ever does that anymore. Like, are you going to play though? No.
There you go.
I feel like it's a lot easier these days with the internet.
This is true. Mm. This is true.
Sorry, the what?
The internet.
Have you heard
Sounds
of it?
Fucking powerful.
That's a great question. Have you heard of it? I love the internet.
Shout out to MC Tali, who's apparently driving back from the airport at the moment.
Yo, kia ora.
The door is open for her at Neck of the Woods. To come and MC with you.
I have been raving about her set at Splore. It was
amazing.
Brilliant set. It was fantastic.
Promoters who are listening should be booking that show.
She's the real
that
deal.
Was fantastic.
I was well impressed.
For like string section
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, man. I stuck around for like the whole getting it sorted because I was like, I like how they have to kind of sound check right before the situation, just make sure everything's sorted.
Yeah.
That to me is just like the whole process is really interesting. So a lot of acts are just standing there going, what even is this? And then it comes on, like, oh, yeah, mint.
It sounded so good.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I'm biased because she's my best friend, but yeah.
It was the real deal, MC. It was killing fantastic. It. So I'm getting a little bit of love on the text machine. Hi, Araha.
Hi.
A couple of love hearts there.
Oh, that's nice. Can you do emojis on the BFM text machine now?
You can now.
Yep. Never used to be able to.
Yo, Wairarapa pa represent. I'm fuck that up.
Wairarapa.
Wairarapa.
Wairarapa, that's where I'm from.
An extra A, buzz me out.
Mastered it.
Did you go home? On this sort of last...
I did, yeah. My parents have actually moved to Taranaki, so I spent most of my time around there. But I did go to Masterton just for one day. I was kind of in between gigs. Mm-hmm. I had a gig in Wellington at 121. And I was like, I'm going to go to Masterton, see my cousins and stuff, aunties, etc., grandfather. Mm-hmm. And then bounced straight from there to Christchurch, I think, for another gig. Been busy.
Now, yeah. What time do you kick off on Saturday at Neck of the Woods?
10 p.m. Although we're opening the doors to the public at 9:30, so you can come and whet your whistle.
Yep.
Yeah. So do that. Good. I've heard of other friends of mine who have done 6-hour sets, and people just being there from the beginning to the end. They're wanting to have the full experience, which is what I'm expecting of you.
Catch the evolution of the evening. Text in 53955 if you do want to go. We've got a double pass. Ghost Sound System, Neck of the Woods. Go up and do that creepy thing that people do where they stand right next to the system and feel the bass blow right through their liver or whatever.
Please don't hurt your ears.
Whenever people do that, I'm like, oh, fuck, man, can you just...
Or just pester the DJ. Oh, I used to listen to your show on BFM.
Play Bajork.
Bajork. Last time I was in Tokyo, I went to this club called Contact, and there were people falling asleep with their head in the speaker. Oh, like, not one, but multiple people.
That's a scene.
It was really weird.
Hopefully that earplugs in or something. Yeah.
And it was during like Charlotte DeVitte, whatever her name is, like hard out banging techno. I was like, whoa, that's going to keep you awake later.
They work hard in Tokyo. They need to sleep when they can.
Great like Instagram account called Shibuya Meltdown. I encourage you to look it up. It's really good.
Should I slide this artwork up?
You go on in.
Let's go of this acid. Let go of this acid. Why can't I read right now?
Let go of this.
Keen for 6 hours at the front. Your name's on the door, mate. You got a double pass. Enjoy yourself this Saturday. Aroha on the Ghost Sound System. Sorry to the Texas that missed out, but that's life, eh?
Now, should we go out on one of your tunes?
Yeah, before we do, just this from MC Tali. She's texting me because she's in the car with
amazing.
Alex Perez and Ciccarelli at the moment. She said, thank those lovely bros for such nice words. Love you. Tell them BFM is the realest, illest, legit shit.
Say it like a teacher.
I'm reading it off my watch.
I was just about to say that. So get smart. Like, oh, what's this? But what a treat. Thanks so much for coming up and playing some songs for us, Idaho. It's been absolutely mint. And, you know, welcome back to BFM. You're always welcome, of course.
Oh, I really appreciate you having me. And I am also so stoked that I have been voted by the BFM listeners a couple of times in the top 10 since I've been releasing music since December last year. It really means the world to me. And, yeah, thanks heaps.
Right on. What can you say about No More Jenga?
So this is a remix, actually. It's the title track of my debut EP, which is called No More Jenga. You can just start it whenever you want.
I'm doing the strong, long fade.
This is a duo called Monica and Akuratide. Monica is a producer from Christchurch. Akuratide is a producer from the US. They have like a partnership across the oceans. And this is a wicked drum and bass remix of my track No More Jenga.
Right on. Get on down to Neck of the Woods this Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy yourselves. Thank you.
Bye.
Mother Truckers, we will catch you tomorrow for another exciting edition of 95 BFM Drive with Joni and Big Bungry.
See you later.
I fucked it up on purpose, by the way.
Top 10 up next.
Oh, I've got that whiskey for you guys.
Woo!
Yeah. Not you, listener.
What's cooking on 95 BFM? Thanks to audioculture.co.nz, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Te pātaka korihi o ngā pōro o Aotearoa.